Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Hey, I am Brant, and her name is Sherry, and she's a friend and a colleague of mine, and we were just praying for her, actually, because she had a major surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is MediShare.
That's right, of course. Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and your healthcare bills?
You know what? It was seamless, and that's such a blessing when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems, and let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in and it's just what you need, it's so refreshing.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling people. People love MediShare and saving tons of money. The typical family, I'm fond of saying, could save $500 a month.
I am so thankful for MediShare. It's so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way, Brant.
It is a good different. Call right now. They're so easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Talks at the White House between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky centered on ways to end Russia's war against Ukraine. Zelensky asking for long-range Tomahawk missiles, which President Trump says could be seen as an escalation, but also says a possibility he discussed with Russia's President Vladimir Putin yesterday in a phone call. When asked by reporters if he thinks Putin may want to meet with him in Hungary to buy more time and is playing him, the president responded.
I've been played all my life by the best of them. And I came out really well, so it's possible, yeah, a little time.
Is your gut instinct?
It's all right. But I think that I'm pretty good at this stuff. I think that he wants to make a deal.
A day after a grand jury handed up an 18-count indictment against John Bolton, the former Trump advisor appeared in a Maryland court, pleaded not guilty to charges of storing and sharing classified information. On Wall Street, stocks are up as concerns over China tariffs ease. This is ABC News. Prince Andrew announcing he's giving up his titles due to what he calls ongoing accusations that are distracting to the royal family and his duties. He did not specify the accusations, but the prince has been facing accusations linked to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein dating back decades. Here's ABC's Patrick Grevel.
He says that he made this decision to step aside, give up his titles because they are too distracting for the work of King Charles. Now, we know also that we should say also that Prince Andrew had already been stripped of his military titles by the late Queen Elizabeth. That decision was made after a U.S. trial judge allowed Virginia Guffrey's civil case against him to move ahead in the United States.
Ford is recalling more than 290,000 vehicles in the U.S. related to certain years of its F-Series vehicles. The carmaker says rear-view camera systems may not display image properly. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin is again ending the budget year with more money than it expected.
The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says the state government will end the year with a general fund surplus of over $4.5 billion, about $270 million more than expected. The state brought in over $22 billion in taxes, up about 5% from last year. Governor Tony Evers says he's looking forward to making smart and strategic investments with that surplus. Republican State Representative and Legislative Joint Finance Committee co-chair Mark Bourne says Republicans are responsible for the surplus by refusing to pass Governor Evers' budget proposals. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Governor Tony Evers wants to move forward with ambitious plans for Wisconsin prisons. The Democratic governor wants Republicans on the State Building Commission to sign off on $15 million set aside by the legislature that would allow the Department of Corrections to move ahead with the $535 million plan he introduced as part of his budget in February. Among other things, the plan would close the aging and overcrowded Green Bay Correctional Institution, renovate and repurpose several other facilities, and expand the number of inmates eligible for the Corrections Department's Earned Release Program. The Building Commission meets at the end of October. Wausau Mayor Doug Denny says he's ready to move on from this week's City Ethics Board decision against him.
Denny said while he doesn't agree with every conclusion that the four-member board reached, he is very pleased that the city of Wausau can move on from the issue. The ethics investigation into the mayor's handling of a municipal drop box that the city clerk had intended to use to collect absentee ballots started with a complaint filed in January and lasted into October, well past the one-year mark of the action in question, which occurred September of 2024. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower chances out there, but shower and thunderstorm chances increasing as we head deeper into the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s, mostly cloudy skies, a southwest wind. Tonight, rain and clouds move out. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 71 degrees.
Produced by Farm and Ranch Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And welcome in to AOA, Agriculture of America, powered by Cenex. Good to have you with us for another conversation about issues impacting farming, ranching, and rural America. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Protect your equipment and prepare for the unexpected with Cenex Premium Diesel, providing today's high-tech engines with the power and precision it needs to get the job done. Visit Cenex.com for more. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about overall cattle herd health and calving season. Dr. Jody Wade with Beringer Ingelheim is going to join us for a conversation. After the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk more about the direct-to-consumer model when it comes to protein, specifically a company that was started by a former Army Ranger that is handling beef. Patrick Montgomery with KC Cattle Company and Valor Provision is going to join us to share some thoughts coming up in segment three. Then we'll take a look at news headlines to wrap up the show. Let's get started today, though, and talk with the executive director for Kansas Sorghum. Adam York joins us here on AOA. Adam, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Jesse. Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Give us a quick rundown. How is that crop looking in Kansas? I understand that sorghum crop has been looking pretty good here in the 2025 season, Adam.
That's right, Jesse. This is a crop that can do well with a little bit of rain. The 2025 growing season has had a lot of rain, and that means a phenomenal crop across all of the diversified row crops that Kansas producers grow, whether that be corn, soybeans, and especially as you get into Kansas and western Kansas, that's sorghum. And this year, we have a record-breaking crop, record-breaking yield. We had good planted acreage. We're looking about 400 million bushels. Again, if you translate that to acres, it's a smaller crop in the nation, but 6 to 7 million acres nationally, whole lot. When you go west of Wichita, Kansas, and towards the Front Range of Colorado, it's looking like a great crop this year. 60 to 70% good to excellent. USDA's pegged it since really August, and that's carried on.
Well, and I know that you recently had a number of companies and folks from different nations around the world in Kansas for about a week taking a look at this crop and what Kansas producers can do when it comes to raising sorghum. Talk about those folks that you had in state and what you heard from them.
Well, let's start with the low point here. Sorghum historically over the last decade or so has had, for the most part, a single buyer, and that's been China. China obviously has stepped out of the market this year. We're no strangers to that. China stepped out of the market similarly in 2018, and we worked to diversify a little bit, and then China came back into the market a big time in 2020 and 2021, bought again 60 to 70% of the crop. But we find ourselves at an inflection point, really going back a year or two, of this need to diversify our end markets. The diversification will help ensure that consistent demand so that our farmers can build that consistent supply that they're expecting. And so we had about 15 nations coming off the tail end of a biennial event that the United Sorghum Checkoff Program, our national checkoff for the sorghum industry, as well as the Kansas and Texas sorghum organizations put on in San Antonio, Texas, every September. We had about 20 nations coming back in the sorghum industry, though. Kansas grows half the crop, so we wanted to make sure that we were rolling out the red carpet for about these dozen or so nations coming into what we call the sorghum state and really providing an experience that they would take home back to their companies that they would not forget. And so we had several regions coming through before and after export sorghum that third week of September from Latin America, Mexico, the Middle East, Africa, Europe. And certainly our friends in and around Asia and Southeast Asia. And we had a significant team from China just preparing that action potential. Should they come back in, they would be able to see this quality crop, this quantity of sorghum that they very much utilize to make them money in their swine and poultry operations.
Well, and Adam, I think about this, and I know there's been plenty of excitement around sorghum here in recent years and growth in the industry. And talk about why trade trips like this and hosting folks and trying to build these bridges and build these markets. And talk about why this is so important for sorghum producers in Kansas and across the country.
Well, we like to bring these companies in from across the world and let them walk through the sorghum fields, let them run through those grain heads, feel the berries with their own hands, and then showcase the potential that our U.S. sorghum product can go towards making them money, because this is a partnership, and that partnership starts with a relationship. So if we can host these companies, and these are some of the largest feed companies in the world looking at sorghum production in the U.S., if they can come to a farm, they can meet Mrs. and Mr. Farmer, have a sit-down dinner with them, with some area leaders, have a nice program, maybe sample some culinary sorghum in that food space that's growing as well. You know, it's one thing to see this product going into swine or poultry feeding or aquaculture, but then say, hey, you know, it's not just for livestock, but it makes a pretty good sorghum risotto as well that can go across from your sorghum-fed salmon, for example. It provides an experience that they'll take home, and maybe they'll want to continue that discussion. We have some ongoing discussions with some of these new buyers who have not utilized sorghum, specifically in Vietnam. That's 500,000 metric ton potential for our crop. We're talking about 10 million metric tons production in the U.S. That's a significant chunk that we want to have those relationships so that we can get these new buyers that will ultimately make our farmers money.
Adam, great thoughts here. If folks want to stay up to date with what's going on with Kansas sorghum and learn more, I'm sure a lot of other things you guys are doing there in state and working with the national sorghum producers as well. I'm sure online, reaching out, having those conversations, those are the things that you guys want to see working with sorghum producers there across the state, right, Adam?
That's absolutely right. We have a great number of producers who are involved. We also take inquiries from other states who are looking at what Kansas sorghum producers for generations have been growing this crop. If they're looking to diversify your row crop operation outside of Kansas, outside the sorghum belt, we'll be happy to chat with you, refer you to our national checkoff as well. We certainly have this production thing figured out, and that's been a challenge for sorghum, which is a non-genetically modified crop, doesn't have a lot of the tools that other crops do have. What we have been working on the production side over the last couple of years has been really redesigning the research infrastructure to move sorghum trait genetics and the agronomic production out of the challenge bucket for farmers. And they've got that nailed. What we need now is to diversify our markets, ultimately bring those bushels home, really strengthen the industry, which is not just the farmers, the communities, it's the rural co-ops, it's the elevators, it's the rails, and really the entire rural communities and economies around the High Plains.
Well, I know folks can learn more as well. ksgrainsorghum.org. That's the website for Kansas sorghum, ksgrainsorghum.org. Adam, any other final thoughts you would mention, reiterate to folks here on AOA today? We've got about a minute left.
Just that we have no shortage of dynamic opportunities in front of us. For any sorghum producers that are listening, they know that. For any other crops, certainly in the same bucket. But, you know, our ag commodity organizations, they don't quit, just like the crops. So we will continue to work. And if you have any questions or comments, just give us a shout. We'll be happy to chat with you.
Well, again, that website, ksgrainsorghum.org. Appreciate you being on the show with us. And I got to make a quick correction. I said executive director at the beginning. It's actually CEO of Kansas Sorghum, Adam York. Adam, really appreciate you being on the show with us. And I'll give you an invitation to join us again here anytime. With that, we'll let you go. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me on the show, Jesse.
Adam York, CEO of the Kansas Sorghum Producers, joining us here today on Agriculture of America. Brought to you by Cenex. With harvest season in full swing, you can count on Cenex stores' high-quality lubricants to keep your operation moving. Power through the season. Cenex has what you need. Visit your nearest store location, partner with and talk with your local experts, or go to Cenex.com for more. Coming up next, we're going to have a conversation about overall cattle herd health, calving season, so many different things to talk about. Dr. Jody Wade from Boehringer Ingelheim. He'll join us next here on AOA Agriculture of America.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Selling your house the traditional way takes time. Agents, showings, repairs, fees. It's a hassle. But what if you could skip it all and sell your home for cash fast? At House Buyer Network, we buy homes in any condition. No commissions, no closing costs, no cleaning, no repairs. Whether it's inherited, outdated, or you're behind on payments, we'll make you a fair cash offer within 24 hours. Close in as little as 7 days. Thousands have sold the easy way. Now it's your turn. Call 833-382-8334 for your free, no-obligation cash offer. That's 833-382-8334. House Buyer Network. Real cash, real fast. That toll-free number once again to call, 833-382-8334.
Farming is more than work. It's a life that's rooted in responsibility. But even the strongest among us feel the weight. Long hours, weather worries, financial pressure, it all adds up. If you're feeling burnt out or just not yourself, please know this. You're not alone, and there's help. Talk to someone, a friend, a doctor, a neighbor. It's not weakness, it's strength, because your mental health matters, on and off the farm. Brought to you by Farm and Ranch Media, supporting the hands that feed us.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and Triticale.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome
Welcome back to AOA as Agriculture of America continues, powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Visit your local experts at your nearest Cenex store or go to Cenex.com for more details. Let's have a conversation about our herd health in cattle, calving season, so many different things to talk about. Joining us now, he is Senior Professional Services Veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim. Dr. Jody Wade is with us. And Jody, great to talk with you again, sir. It's been too long. How are you?
I'm great, Jesse. It's good to be back. Thanks for inviting us.
Absolutely. Well, let's start with this part of the conversation. Thinking about heifer productivity, how do we maximize that heifer productivity from day number one? What are some thoughts to consider?
Yes, sir. Heifer productivity is probably one of the biggest things that we try to look at now. And we go about that with good nutrition. These heifers need to be in a really good body condition, good feed, good water, good everything, supplements, everything that we need to try to get them ready to start having babies. And if we can get them bred about 15 months of age, where they start calving at 24 months of age, then we're looking down the road to having long-term mamas in the herd. And that's what we shoot for.
Well, I think about this. What happens if we get into a late calving cycle? Can that have implications down the road if we don't get off on the right foot, you know, from day one and get into things like a late calving cycle?
Yes, sir, Jesse. That's one of the things that we get into every year with a few heifers. And unfortunately, those heifers that are in the late cycles usually will fall out of the cow herd, unfortunately, because they continue being late. It's hard to catch them back up. But those heifers that calve in that first 21-day cycle, studies now show that they will stay in the herd for a long period of time. And as long as they're calving in that first 21-day cycle, compared to those that are late calving, you know, if you look at just poundage, they'll have another calf to a calf and a half more in an eight-year cycle. So they really pay for themselves by producing more poundage and basically having another calf and a half.
What about any other considerations just for calving season in general that folks need to keep in mind and think about here as we, you know, work through the fall months and look over the winter, et cetera? What are some other key tips you would remind folks just specifically when it comes to calving season right now?
You know, proper vaccination is crucial. We try to start these heifers out on good vaccine programs and make sure that they're prepared immunologically and ready to go. As long as we can keep them vaccinated well and keep parasites out of the picture, they do very, very well and start that trend as being good mamas down the road. That's something that you just have to prepare for and make sure that you get into your protocols right away.
Well, you brought up parasites. I'm glad you did. I want to ask you about that. What are some considerations that we should have as producers in our cattle operation when it comes to parasite control? What could you share with us there?
You know, we're getting more and more advice from the experts in the field now. Some of the parasitologists are saying that we parasite control is crucial, but we need to use a little more science with parasite control, making sure that we're doing routine fecal exams and making sure that parasite load is heavy enough that we do have to deworm. Because there's some places in the country right now where if we did pull routine fecals, we may not see a heavy parasite load and only have to worm a few cattle in that herd. So what it does is it maintains that refugia population out there of those worms that are susceptible to the dewormers, and it makes our dewormers last for a longer period of time. So sustainability is huge.
We're talking today with Dr. Jody Wade, Senior Professional Services Veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim. And I saw a recent release on liver flukes in cattle. Talk to us about this and why liver flukes could be a huge problem in our herd health.
You know, Jesse, liver flukes are starting to spread. We're finding them in places that we never thought we would see them before. You know, we've always said that they were a Gulf Coast parasite or around the north coast, northwest coast. And we've always dealt with them in those areas because people are aware of them and they look for them on a routine basis. But when you start looking at Oklahoma and Missouri and Kansas, and we're starting to see positive fecals for flukes there, or as well as cattle that are going to slaughter where they're getting condemned livers that are going into those slaughterhouses due to liver flukes being in those livers, it's a scary deal. Some of the latest research has showed that we have found them in more than 26 states across the United States. And the way that we ship cattle, it's they're hitching rides, and we know that those parasites are getting on those trucks and maybe going to other places, and because of the weather and climate changes we've seen across the country, it's just a perfect paradise for these liver flukes and those intermediate hosts, the snails that they go through.
With liver flukes spreading so much, how can we detect them in our cattle, Dr. Wade?
Great question, Jesse. And that, what we're doing now is when we pull routine fecal exams, there's actually a box on the diagnostic form that says, can you do a liver fluke test for me? And they can actually look for liver flukes when we submit these routine fecal exams. If we just find one liver fluke on that exam, then it's a problem. It's something that needs to be addressed. So what we're recommending now is when these guys are doing routine fecal exams, looking at some of their cattle and making sure the parasite load is okay, check the box on the liver flukes and make sure that we're checking for those as well, just to see if they've slipped into the area and unbeknown to anybody there.
Yeah, it's something that I think about this. There's so many different challenges out there that we have to watch for as good stewards of our herds and watching for herd health. And, you know, you think about liver flukes spreading. I know there's so many other issues out there. BRD, we've talked about that before. You know, there's just a lot of things out there that we have to stay on top of. But I think it comes back to what you mentioned, having a good vaccine program, you know, whether you have to use a good dewormer, all these different things. There are ways to manage the risks that are out there with herd health, right?
Yes, sir, Jesse. You just have to stay cognizant of what's out there, because we are seeing a lot more diseases show up in places that we haven't seen them before. And as long as we're cognizant and in those cattle all the time and looking for some of these unknown factors, we can definitely stay ahead production-wise.
Any other thoughts, suggestions we need to consider this fall for our herd health? Any key diseases we need to watch outside of the few we mentioned here today? Or what else would you add for folks?
There's two that pops into my head that we're actually seeing here in my part of the country, and unfortunately it sneaks up on us. We're seeing some Tularea start to show up. Tularea is spreading across the country. You know, that's a tick-borne disease that kind of looks like anaplasmosis, causes real severe anemias in some of these cattle, and it has definitely shown up in parts of the Midwest already. We've seen some clinical cases in Missouri just here recently. The other big one is of course, anaplasmosis. It seems to get me every year this time of year when I start fall calving, you know, and we've got these cows that are under a lot of stress because they're preparing to have that baby, and then the anaplasm, of course, sneaks up on us. And when it does, by the time you find it, usually you're too late to start treating for it. So you just have to be prepared and be cognizant it's there and try to get treatment in them as quickly as possible.
I know folks can always learn more. Behringer-Ingelheim.com is one way to get more information. And, of course, always make sure you're working with your herd veterinarian. I should ask you as well, real quick before I let you go, Dr. Wade, you mentioned to me that calving season's in full swing in your neck of the woods in the deep south. I had to laugh. You said kind of popping them out like a Pez dispenser. Things are fast and furious. give us that update. How are things going with calving season in your area?
You know, Jesse, things are going really good right now, and I'm going to knock on wood. We're having a phenomenal calving season here. We started about the middle of September, and right now we've got about 175 babies out on the ground, and we've got about that many more to go. So we are rolling through. It's been one of the best years we've had, and I'm really, really excited about it, and I hope I'm not jinxing myself. It's been an awesome year so far.
Well, I'm going to knock on wood for you as well. I think you're going to be just fine, it sounds like. Again, Behringer-Ingelheim.com for more. And with that, we'll let you go and get back to it. Senior Professional Services Veterinarian at Behringer Ingelheim, Dr. Jody Wade. Jody, thanks again for the time, and we will talk to you real soon.
Jesse, thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
You bet, absolutely. Dr. Jody Wade again with Behringer Ingelheim. Always enjoy a conversation with Jody. Such good insight and just good reminders for producers when it comes to your herd health, and good things to think about through the fall and even into the winter months and next spring and more, especially with record-breaking cattle prices, that herd health is so, so paramount here always, but even especially in this current environment. Well, again, a lot of things to watch at agriculture. And, of course, we're trying to keep you updated here with everything on AOA. You can also stay updated by downloading the all-new Farm and Ranch Media mobile app to your smartphone. Absolutely free today. Go to your Apple App Store, your Google Play Store, search Farm and Ranch Media. You'll be able to download the farm app, listen back to past episodes of AOA, as well as our other programs like Market Talk and American Ag Network Reports. Take a look at news stories, weather, market information for your location, and more. It's all available via that farm mobile app. Download it for free today. AOA powered by Cenex. High-quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel can help you manage risk and decrease downtime, giving you peace of mind. Visit Cenex.com for more. We're back here on AOA right after this. Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why Farm and Ranch Media and our brands, American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk, are here to provide you with the latest news and information that impacts your operation. We'll keep you up to date with the latest market information, ag news, weather, and more from here at home and around the world. Thanks for listening, and stay farm informed with Farm and Ranch Media.
I gratefully appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
You're listening.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen. Proven G3's three modes of action: feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
Milk markets were mostly lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk up 5 to 16.61, December down 5 to 16.47, January down 14 to 16.12, February down 16 at 16.20. Meanwhile, live cattle markets, triple-digit losses in the live and feeder cattle markets, even though cash markets were $5 to $9 higher on Friday. But news that there could be a deal with Argentina to allow for Argentinian beef to come into the United States really pressured the live and feeder cattle markets. Meanwhile, hog markets were mostly lower in the nearby months, even though there were some pork cutout values moving higher. The trade really kind of having a sell-off even a bit in the hog markets due to the big drop in the cattle markets. October live cattle down 370 to 240.25. October feeder cattle down 772 to 371.95. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn, soybeans, and wheat were mostly higher. Corn markets higher on consolidation of the markets past the first level of resistance, along with reports of some potentially lower yields due to southern rust. Soybean futures sharply higher due to a big jump in the meal complex, and also that NOPA crush report being higher than expected supported the markets. Short covering supported wheat. December corn up 3/4 to 422.5. November beans up 8 3/4.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back as we continue on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. Investing in quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel can help improve efficiency, maximizing your operations ROI. Overcome tough conditions with Cenex Premium Diesel. Go to Cenex.com for more. Well, joining us right now on AOA, I was very interested to learn more about our next guest's story. He is a former U.S. Army Ranger who has started a new kind of mission. He has launched Valor Provisions, a direct-to-consumer online marketplace offering proteins from small independent ranches. He's based in Missouri, and we want to learn about what he is doing. Joining us now, Patrick Montgomery. Patrick, welcome to AOA. Great to have you on the show with us.
Jesse, thanks for having me on, man.
Just for starters, tell folks who are listening in here on the show today, how did you go from being a U.S. Army Ranger to now a rancher and running a direct-to-consumer online marketplace? I mean, tell us a little bit about your story.
Yeah, to keep it short, I got out of the military in 2014, and my intent was to go back to school and become a large animal veterinarian. Really fell in love with the cattle space when I was doing my undergrad in animal science. Figured out your large animal vets, it's kind of tough to justify that school expense with the salary you make post-graduating. And so I put together the plan for Casey Cattle Company, which, you know, doesn't sound like an original idea right now, but at this point it was 2016, to have this D2C, farm to table company where literally, the cattle are right behind this, this wall right here and the beef's going out the other side. And we started that in 2017, would have been our first half year sales. And 2019 is really when we blew up on the hot dog side. Mm-hmm. And then the pandemic was really good to us for the DDC side, right? When protein evaporated from the East and West Coast. And then Valor Provisions kind of came out of desperation of what transpired from 2022 through 2024 in the ag markets, especially, being a D2C meat company, like you mentioned.
Well, it's been quite a change, I think, in the industry and retail habits of consumers, and so maybe we start there with the conversation a little bit. And there's been so much talk about, just the supply of the cattle herd right now in the U.S. and beef prices in general, but I think a lot of folks are more in tune with, they're used to going to the grocery store or the meat counter, the butcher shop, whatever the case is. But more folks are taking advantage of and looking at online direct-to-consumer platforms like you have. I mean, it's been an evolving conversation that I'd say has really ramped up since the pandemic, Patrick.
Yeah, you saw a ton of D2C meat companies pop up during the pandemic, and a lot of those have since evaporated. It's not easy. The common misnomer is like, I'm raising cattle, I'm going to take it through an end product and then ship it to the consumer. It's like two separate businesses, and if you're not really knowledgeable on that shipping side, you can lose your rear end. I made a lot of those, what I like to call tuition payments, when we were pretty small and we got pretty good at it. And so from 22 through 24, as I start to see, the writing on the wall, 10% of U.S. farms shut down, inputs are through the roof across the board, cattle inventories at the lowest numbers we've ever seen as a nation. The idea for Valor Provisions was born out of that, which is essentially, how do we provide an economically viable option for these smaller farms and ranches throughout the United States that are evaporating at an exponential rate? How do we solve these logistical marketing problems for them? Because we've gotten really good at that. So
Well, and to that point as well, I think a lot of consumers, I've had some of these conversations here recently. I just had one on the chicken side, for instance. You know, a lot of folks are wanting to know where their food comes from, where their protein comes from, and working with a smaller family ranch or working with a company like yours, things of that nature, providing consumers with that knowledge of knowing where their beef comes from is so huge right now. I mean, talk about your perspective on that, Patrick.
Yeah, I mean, the consumer is becoming aware of it. Unfortunately, there's a lot of misnomers out there about what happens on America's farms and what certain product claims mean at the grocery store. So there's a lot of explaining to do, right? And so that's where we come in. You mentioned chicken. We just brought on our first pasture-raised chicken vendor based here out of Missouri. And so we go to his farm. We bring our content team, and we ask all the questions that we know the consumer are going to ask about the husbandry practices, about what goes into the chicken, whether it's feed or antibiotics or et cetera, et cetera. And we have the farmer explain, hey, here's what I do. Here's why I do it. Here's why I believe in it. And then we take that to the consumer, right? And for us, the cool part is, you know, we're kind of like Costco online, right? We make our money from selling the lifetime membership that we sell on Valor, and we sell the protein at a dang near cost. So the farmer tells us, hey, here's what I need to make to be able to make sure I can pass this down to the next generation. And our job is, how do we bring that to the end consumer at a price point that competes with the grocery store while ensuring that that farmer or rancher makes the money that they need to continue to succeed?
Well, and I think about this as well. And, you know, I'm a big proponent of supporting the family farm and ranch and working with folks and making sure people know where their food comes from. And I don't want to dog anything, you know, with the grocery store. I mean, we all go to the grocery store. But, you know, sometimes the quality of meat that you get is not the best. You know, I'm all for, hey, if I can work even with a local rancher to my home or work with an online company such as yours, you know, things of that nature. I think just the taste and quality aspect there is so paramount as well, Patrick.
Yeah, well, and the product claims, right? There's a loophole that exists for dang near every product claim you find at the grocery store, whether it's, you know, made in the USA or grass-fed or, you know, pasture-raised. And the consumers are starting to become aware of that. And so they're beginning to ask the right questions about this stuff. And there are farmers and ranchers out there that are doing what they actually say they're doing on the grass-fed side or the pasture-raised or, you know, cage-free, et cetera. And you hit it on the head. A lot of the beef that we're getting, imports are increasing drastically, or they were before the screw worm. And we have the lowest cattle inventory that we've ever seen as a nation, which, you know, even before the screw worm and us shutting down border coming or beef coming across the southern border, you know, that there's no cattle left and there's not a next generation coming through to replace your aging farmer and rancher right now. And there's a reason for that. The economics don't make sense. And so that's what we're trying to change, because I agree with you wholeheartedly that some of our best entrepreneurs, some of our best politicians throughout our nation's history, they learn that work ethic, they learn their critical thinking abilities being raised on a farm in the United States. And I don't want to see that disappear.
And I think about this too, Patrick. You know, we think about the state of the cattle herd here in the U.S. You mentioned some things, obviously, with screw worms and the imports we've had and more. You know, looking at the future, there's all this talk about the herd rebuild, but, you know, maybe the herd doesn't rebuild back the way it once was. And maybe, you know, the model like you have and others that you work with have, I mean, you know, does this become our model of beef production here in the U.S.? I think it's an interesting concept to keep in mind, Patrick.
Yeah, I think we could use a shift away from the commodity market if we want to see the inventory rebuild in the United States. I think farmers and ranchers need to see, like, hey, this isn't at a temporary price point where, you know, maybe by next year the price point's cut in half again and I'm having to talk to the bank about selling off a huge swath of land to be able to continue to operate, I want to fix that. And the bigger the microphone gets, which is why I love doing these interviews, is, you know, the only way this thing works for us is just bringing some knowledge to Americans and also farmers and ranchers that, hey, there's other ways to do this where you can ensure your success.
Well, it's a really cool thing that you are doing, and I know folks can learn more at valorprovisions.us. They can learn more about your KC Cattle Company, kccattlecompany.com as well. Patrick, as we close out the conversation here today, what would you leave folks with? Anything we missed? Anything you would reiterate just as you look at this whole direct-to-consumer model and look at our protein industry and beef production and more? I mean, what would you leave folks with today?
You know, one of the things I've been talking about for the last year and a half, and I think we're starting to see some things come to fruition right now, like what's happening with soybeans in the United States, is food security is national security. We got a lot of problems as a nation. I don't disagree with that, but I will say that, you know, we're not talking nearly enough about our food supply chain in this country and the fact that a lot of it is controlled by foreign entities that don't always love us. And all those other problems we have become very minute in scale if you can't feed your populace. So I just think this is something that everybody in the United States needs to be thinking a lot more about.
Well, and I've been saying a lot more on the show as well. We need to have these conversations, to your point. And I would agree, food security is national security. A lot of things for us to keep an eye on. And we're going to have you back on the show again down the road to talk more about this topic and issue. Again, kccattlecompany.com or valorprovisions.us. With that, Patrick Montgomery, rancher, former U.S. Army Ranger, and the founder of Valor Provisions. Thanks for joining us here on the show. Always good to talk about these things. We'll look forward to having you back on again real soon.
Thanks, Jesse.
Once again, Patrick Montgomery, KC Cattle Company, Valor Provisions, joining us here on AOA. Brought to you by Cenex. Selecting the right grease is critical. Cenex premium greases help your equipment achieve superior strength and performance. Protect your operation with Cenex. Go to cenex.com for more. We'll be back to take a look at news headlines on the way right after this.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Enough already.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
Childhood cancer is the leading cause of death by disease for children in our country. We can do something about that. We can come together to support the best research for safer, more effective treatments and cures for our kids. We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org to join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
Your Soy Checkoff focuses on building demand for U.S. soy and profit opportunities for farmers. Over the next couple of months, tune in on Thursday mornings for the Soy Market Update Series. We'll visit with farmer leaders and industry experts to discuss checkoff investments driving demand and improving resilience across the market segments of food, feed, fuel, industrial uses, exports, and sustainable production. To learn more, visit unitedsoybean.org.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. As a trusted leader in bathroom renovation, Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. Get half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub-to-shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. Here's how it works. 1. Call to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. 2. Our design experts come to you with real samples to customize your dream bath. 3. Our certified installers complete the transformation in as little as one day. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-296-1288. That's 800-296-1288. 800-296-1288. Before the offer ends.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Talk to your local experts at your nearest Cenex location. They have the high-quality fuel that can help you manage risk, decrease downtime, giving you peace of mind, or you can go online to cenex.com for more. Also, take a look at news headlines to close out the show today. U.S. Meat Export Federation Chair-elect Jay Tyler of AgriBeef recently returned from a state trade mission to the United Kingdom.
I was part of the delegation where I went over with the governor of Idaho, who's the rancher himself, talked about the new trade deal. Talked a lot about the beef deal, but we also realized that there's some opportunities for pork, obviously, if they can work out some of the details on that, where the UK's taking a lot of pork from the European Union right now. So I think it's in the range of between $2 and $3 billion there's an opportunity for pork and certainly there's an opportunity for beef if we can get duty-free access to the British market.
They discussed the lingering non-tariff trade issues that need to be resolved to give U.S. beef and pork better access to the U.K. While the U.K.'s ban on hormone use in beef production gets most of the attention, there are other significant barriers that must be addressed.
They've been aligned with the EU for so long, and they're so dependent on import and export with the European Union that we're not sure what exactly those requirements are going to be, but there's a lot of other access issues that are creating friction that we hope we can see some movement on. Some of the phytosanitary regulations, labeling. I mean, they label right now everything going to the UK is still part of the EU. It's labeled in 8 languages. Each individual piece is labeled. So there's a lot of things like that that are details that make the trade more difficult. So hopefully we can work some of those things out.
And Tyler says there is certainly demand for U.S. red meat in the United Kingdom.
It's a different type of product than is really produced in the U.K. It's, you know, high-quality, grain-fed beef products. I feel like the steakhouse segment is really strong there, and I think that would be a nice niche for U.S. products. A lot of what's produced there is more sort of grass-fed products. And, I think they see there's potential opportunity in the States for some of their products. and some lean and things like that. But there is definitely an opportunity for high quality grain fed products from the States going over to the UK.
And for more, you can go online. Please visit usmef.org. Well, with the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal facing a 2026 review, ag leaders say farmers must have a strong voice. Nebraska Congressman Adrian Smith recently hosted USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Luke Lindberg to hear from Nebraska producers. Top of mind for corn growers is the dispute they've had with Mexico, which had rejected white corn from Nebraska.
Looking at this biotech corn dispute, now the Biden administration took 2 years to decide to formulate the panel for the dispute, and then that process took 2 years, including some months for language interpretation, and I would say there's an app for that. We shouldn't need that much time, and that some of my input moving forward is let's shorten that process.
Lindberg says the administration is moving quickly on multiple fronts, and he said the North American trade deal has been a win.
Farmers are winning because agreements like this are in place, and there's a lot more big wins on the horizon. We're very excited about a number of the agreements the president is negotiating right now.
And the USDA also recently announced a new three-point trade plan, including rapid response trade missions and fresh export financing tools to boost farm sales abroad. Well, just a few days ago, the National Farmers Union sent letters to President Trump and congressional leaders urging immediate action to provide economic relief for family farmers and ranchers facing worsening financial conditions. NFU emphasized that aid should reach family farm operations that need it most and for parallel efforts to rebuild fair markets and curb corporate consolidation in agriculture. NFU President Rob LaRue saying, quote, family farmers and ranchers face severe economic challenges and a deepening crisis if they do not receive immediate assistance. Recently enacted trade policies and the resulting actions by other countries have wreaked havoc on our markets, driving commodity prices far below the cost of production. Input costs are projected to reach record levels in 2025. Stress levels are high among farmers, reflected in the rising number of farm bankruptcy filings across the country, end quote. Now, the number of farms in the U.S. has been declining for decades, with more than 140,000 farms lost between 2017 and 2022. That decline continues today as farmers face record low commodity prices and shrinking international markets. NFU continues to urge Congress and the administration to release meaningful aid as soon as possible to prevent a deepening farm crisis. Well, Westby Cooperative Creamery, Wisconsin's only cottage cheese manufacturer, is investing $14.1 million to modernize its Westby facility. Emily Biakowski, sales and marketing manager, says the project will meet surging consumer demand for cottage cheese, which has seen sales jump nationwide. With all current capacity sold out, the investment ensures long-term stability for the creamery to stay competitive in the growing high-protein, clean-label market.
It is nutrient-dense, lower calorie, and it's an affordable protein source as well. We know, you know, the cost of groceries in general is going up everywhere. So this is a nice option for people who are looking to have that higher protein diet. Another factor is we know that GLP-1 pharmaceuticals, protein intake is really important for people who are on those pharmaceuticals. And so again, this is a great source of protein for people.
Now, the primary goal of the project is to modernize aging infrastructure and align production capacity with increasing consumer demand for cottage cheese.
The surge in demand for cottage cheese is attributed to some of the viral TikTok recipes and just increased consumer interest in high-protein, healthy diets. The market is projected to keep growing. We're responding to that with a modernization project that will update our cottage cheese making facility in general. Right now, our orders are 15 to 20% more than we can produce. We are oversold at this time. So with this project, we'll be able to meet that demand.
And again, all the current cottage cheese capacity sold, and they get contacted weekly by organizations looking for more. High protein and clean label food trends are here to stay. In the year ending February 2025, store branded cottage cheese sales rose 6.5%. Some of the national brands saw increases of over 25%. The expansion will allow Westby Cooperative Creamery to keep pace with this surge in demand and remain a leader in the healthy dairy category. Well, that is a look at Ag News headlines here today on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect your equipment with Cenex premium diesel and premium lubricants to keep you in the field and keep your operation moving. Go to Cenex.com for more. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day. Every mile your fleet travels is money on the line. Cenex Roadmaster XL premium diesel fuel improves fuel economy, protects engines, and reduces downtime. Cenex premium lubricants are engineered to meet or exceed OEM specifications, keeping trucks and equipment in peak condition mile after mile. Power you trust, results you see. That's how you stay miles ahead with Cenex. Learn more at Cenex.com. When news happens in agriculture, or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms, and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
My mom is a veteran and she was injured in the line of duty.
I hurt my leg in a training accident when she was only 2 years old.
She had 7 different surgeries over the span of 9 years and there were tons of complications.
I couldn't be the mom my kids needed me to be.
Hey, I am Brant and her name is Sherry and she's a friend and a colleague of mine and we were just praying for her actually because she had a major surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is MediShare.
That's right, of course. Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and your healthcare bills?
You know what? It was seamless. And that's such a blessing when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in and it's just what you need, it's so refreshing.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling people. People love MediShare and saving tons of money. The typical family, I'm fond of saying, can save $500 a month.
I am so thankful for MediShare. It's so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way, Brant.
It is a good different. Call right now. They're so easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. During a meeting with Ukraine's president today at the White House, President Trump did not make a decision on whether to provide Ukraine with long-range Tomahawk missiles in its battle against Russia. It follows a call yesterday.